This is the Word of Truth broadcast, sponsored by Mount Zion Bible Church of Pensacola, Florida. This is Pastor L.R. Shelton, Jr. speaking. We count it a privilege to be able to come in your home again today with the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. This weekly broadcast of the Word of Truth is dedicated to the teaching and preaching of the Word of God, as it is to men as they are, for the sole purpose of the glorification of our triune God, the edification of God's people, and the salvation of lost souls. We give you an invitation to meet with us each week at this time to partake of God's Word together. Greetings in the name of our lovely Lord, whose we are and whom we serve. Welcome again to another Word of Truth broadcast. Our Bible reading will be found in Romans chapter 5, beginning with verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit which is given unto us. Let us pray. Our Father, we look to Thee at this hour, that Thou wilt deal in mercy with each and every heart. Thou wilt search out our hearts by Thy Spirit, and Thy Word will go home in power and much assurance. Give us that good hope through grace, and deal with our hearts as only Thou canst deal with us by Thy Spirit. Lord, break us, melt us, mold us, and make us in Thy likeness, and lead us by Thy Spirit, for it is in Christ's name that we pray. Amen.
I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad and built the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines full at His command, and all the stars obey. I sing the goodness of the Lord that filled the earth.
I sing the mighty.
He formed the creatures with His word, and then displayed where'er I turn my eye. If I survey the prize I tread, or gaze upon the sky, there's not a plant or flower below but makes Thy glories known. And clouds arise and tempest
And he's a faithful creator, a faithful God, a gracious Savior and Redeemer, and certainly he can be trusted. And I praise him that he can. He's given us faith to believe him and to walk with him in spite of all that we have to go through with day by day. We say thanks for your letters and gifts received this past week, for the encouragement and support of this Word of Truth broadcast. And dear friends, we're just happy that you're with us again today. Our free book that we're offering this month is entitled Fair Sunshine. It is a book of character studies of the Scottish Covenanters in the 17th century. It's simply written, and it gives us the soul-stirring accounts of men and women, young and old, who love not their lives unto death, and shows how they were put to death for their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. How much we owe to these individuals for all that they suffered and died and bled for in the name of our Lord Jesus to uphold the truth of God's eternal Word. There are 12 stories in this little book entitled Fair Sunshine. Over 200 pages, and gives an account of how these individuals lived and suffered and died at the stake, in the water, the guillotine, for the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. We'd like to put this copy of this little book in your hands. It's entitled Fair Sunshine. It's yours free and postpaid if you'll write us and ask for it by name. Fair Sunshine. Our mailing address is Word of Truth, 2603 West Wright Street, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. And now for God's message. We are led of the Holy Spirit to continue our messages today on the warnings of Scripture concerning false profession of and false decision for the Lord Jesus Christ under our general theme, and this is the 11th message, on decision for Christ, what does it mean? In our last study with you, we were discussing the parable of our Lord found in Matthew 25, verses 1 through 13, concerning the five wise and the five foolish virgins. Let us read it again together today, and so that we have an understanding of the portion that we're going into. Listen to God's Word. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. And while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go you out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered and said, Saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. As we begin to study in our last message, our blessed Lord teaches us here that false profession, false hope, and a false decision can be deadly. He states that a man can be deceived, and all his hopes be empty and vain and rotten. He shows us here that a person can make a profession, be waiting for the coming of the Lord, look like a Christian, act like a Christian, profess to be a Christian, and yet miss heaven at last because his hope is not that good hope through grace. He does not have oil in his vessel. He was never dwelt by the Spirit of Christ in salvation. He never did come to a true saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I want you to remember, I did not say this. My Lord said it. These are his words, that a man can be lost, even though he may have all the outward signs of a child of God. Remember now, we've been discussing with you in these messages what decision for Christ means. And after setting before you in our earlier messages what this decision of Christ entails, we've been going through the Scriptures, especially in the Gospels, and showing you that our Lord Jesus warned us over and over again to not stop short of Him, because false profession could be made and false decision could be entered into. A man must be sure that he has this good hope through grace. Now, in our last message, we showed you that there are seven marks that show and prove that a true child of God, one who is listed here as a wise virgin, has a good hope. And the hope is based upon the grace of God in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us repeat these marks again today. First, a good hope through grace is one that can be explained. Second, a good hope through grace is one that is scriptural. Third, a good hope through grace is one that is built upon Christ and Him alone. Fourth, a good hope through grace is one that has made you a new creature in Christ Jesus. Fifth, a good hope through grace is one that has given you a hatred for sin. Sixth, a good hope through grace is one that has led you to repentance toward God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And seventh, a good hope through grace is one that is sanctifying your life. We were enabled by the Holy Spirit to discuss with you two of these marks last week. First, a good hope through grace is one that can be explained. For we read in 1 Peter 3:15, "Be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." Yes, you will be able to tell what God has done for you in Christ. For as we showed you, God has no dumb children. Second, we showed you that a good hope through grace is a scriptural one. It is based upon the Word of God, the promises of God, as they're given to us in the Lord Jesus Christ. For you see, in salvation, the Holy Spirit writes the law of God upon our hearts. Therefore, the written Word, the Holy Scriptures, speaks to our hearts of the living Word, the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a good hope based upon the scriptural teachings of God's Word. Listen to this thought one more time. The hope which maketh not ashamed is never separated from God's Word. Saving faith can only rest upon the living Word, Christ, as He is revealed by the Holy Spirit from the written Word of God. For Romans 10:17 tells us that faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. God never saves a man apart from His written Word. Are you listening? The third mark I would call your attention to is that a good hope through grace is built upon Christ and Him alone. What saith the Scriptures? 1 Peter 1:1 says, "Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior and the Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope." Again, in Colossians 1:27 we read, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Yes, my dear friend, the man who has a good hope through grace puts all his expectations of pardon and salvation on the reconciling and redeeming work of the Lord Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, and none other. You see, the good man, the man who has a good hope in Christ, knows his own sinfulness. He has been made to feel and to acknowledge that he's a guilty sinner before God by the Holy Spirit. He knows that he is wicked and lost by nature. He feels that he is an ill-deserving, undeserving, hell-deserving sinner. But he also sees and knows from the study of God's Word that there is forgiveness through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, based upon Christ taking his place upon the cross as his substitute. Therefore, by faith, he cast himself with all of his sins upon Christ, and he rests in Christ and upon Christ for time and for eternity. You see, by faith, he comes to rest completely upon Christ and his atoning work upon the cross. Christ has become his righteousness, his sanctification, and his redemption. He comes to rest by faith upon Christ and his finished work, upon Christ and his all-prevailing intercession within the veil. Christ, and only Christ, is the foundation of the confidence of his soul, for he finds that all other ground is sinking sand. He also finds in the blood of Christ his justification before God, for the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth him from all sin. He knows this and understands this and praises God for this, as by faith he has come to rest upon Christ. My friend, can you tell of this hope? That the Lord Jesus Christ, the living Word, has been revealed to your heart out of the written Word, and that Christ is the only hope of your never-dying soul? You see, the soul that has ceased from all his labors and as a poor lost sinner with no price in his hands cast himself on Christ comes to find in him a sure resting place. He hears these words by faith from the lips of him who died for him as recorded in Romans 8:34. Christ says, "I don't condemn him. It is I, Christ, that died. Yea, rather, it is Christ, I, Christ, that is risen again for that sinner. And much more, I'm at the right hand of God interceding for that sinner that puts his trust in me. And the life which he now lives in the flesh, he lives by my faith because I loved him and gave himself for him. He's mine, and I am his." And the poor sinner rest only and completely in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is enabled by God's grace to say, "I'm a sinner, and nothing at all but Jesus Christ is my all in all." Oh, my friend, let us beware of saying that our hope is good if it is not founded upon the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, all other hopes are built on sand. They may look well in the summertime of health and prosperity, but they will fail in the day of sickness and in the hour of death. For there's no other foundation that can be laid than that which has already been laid, and that is in the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Listen one more time. Church membership is no foundation of our hope. Reception at the Lord's table is no good foundation through hope. Through grace. Being in the service of the Lord is no foundation of hope. Answered prayer is no foundation of hope. Living the best that you can is no foundation on which to base your hope. Believing in a supreme being is no foundation for hope. Having received some emotional feelings and speaking in so-called tongues is no foundation of any hope before God. You see, Christ Himself is the only true foundation of a good hope. And this through the grace of God. For Christ alone is the rock, the stone, the sure stone, the tried cornerstone. For He and He alone is able to hold us up and to keep us and deliver us and to cleanse us. And when we build upon Him, we build upon the sure and steadfast foundation that God has given in Himself. My friend, do you have this mark, this third mark? Do you rest only upon the Lord Jesus Christ? Listen further. I said that the fourth mark of a good hope through grace is that it has made you a new creature in Christ. For we read in 2 Corinthians 5:17 these words, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Listen to us now. The blessed man who is now in Christ and possesses this good hope through grace is indeed a changed man. He now hates what he once loved, and that is sin. And he loves what he once hated, and that is righteousness and true holiness. You see, my friend, the man that has a good hope through grace will show it in all his ways. It will influence his life, his character, and his daily conduct. It will make him strive to be holy, to be godly, to be conscientious and spiritual, and to walk with the living God. He will feel a constant obligation to serve and to please Him from whom his hope comes. The sinner saved by the grace of God and having this good hope through grace will say to himself, "What shall I give to the Lord for all His spiritual benefits to me?" He will feel and say, "I'm bought with a price. Therefore, let me glorify God with my spirit and soul and body, which are His. Let me show forth the praises of Him who hath called me out of darkness into His marvelous light. Let me prove that I am Christ's friend by keeping His commandments." Are you listening? We must maintain from God's Word that if there be any real hope in a man's soul, it will be seen in his daily life. Show me your hope in your life and daily behavior. Where is it? If you cannot show it, you may be sure that it is nothing better than a delusion and a snare. Listen, my friend. Let no man deceive you with vain words. He that doeth righteousness is righteous. He that saith he abideth in Christ ought also to walk even as he walked. And how did Christ walk? In the path of obedience, righteousness, and holiness, and so will we if we know Him. Listen to me now. I want you to get this, these words. The hope that does not make a man honest, honorable, truthful, sober, diligent, unselfish, loving, meek, kind, and faithful in all the relations of life is not a hope which is from God. It is a false hope. For anything short of this descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. This doctrine of carnal Christianity is of Satan, for it allows a man to have a hope of heaven which he while he indulges in all of his fleshly desires and lives for the world and the gratification of the flesh. It's a damnable doctrine out of hell. And the man that preaches it is living in the same sin in the same way, because no minister of the living God, listen to me now, no ambassador from the courts of heaven was ever called to misrepresent God's eternal word. And my fellow minister of the gospel, if you're preaching and advocating the carnal Christian theory, you are never called to preach. And you were never saved by the grace of God, because the grace of God does not give you a license to sin. I'd hate to be in your shoes. I'd hate to stand before God in that day and have to be responsible for having preached a doctrine which you say is biblical, allows a man to go on in sin and still hold out a hope for heaven. No, the hope that does not make a man honest and honorable and sober and truthful and diligent and unselfish and loving and meek and kind and faithful. The hope that does not make a man desire to live a holy life in all the relations of life is a hope that is not of God. It descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. Oh, listen to me today. I do not want you to be deceived right here. When God gives you His salvation in Christ, He gives you a new nature and a new life in Him. Mark it down. Hold it. If you are still controlled by a selfish spirit, by an uncontrollable temper, by a hidden sin of lust and covetousness, by a critical, slandering, backbiting spirit, my friend, you're not saved. You're lost. You're deceived and still held captive by Satan, the god of this world. You're hidden under a false profession, a false hope that will do you no good at death. And I would cry after Christ if I were you today to break me and to break my heart and to break my will, until there is nothing left but a broken heart and a contrite spirit which He will not despise. And my friend, if you have been lapping up and eating this doctrine of carnal Christianity and saying, well, not, don't worry about me, I'm going to make it. Doesn't make any difference how I live. Oh, I read my Bible once in a while. And I pray once in a while, but, you know, we're all sinners and we're all going to sin and it doesn't make any difference. I know I'm saved. I made a profession. Well, don't worry about me, preacher. But, brother, I am worried about you. I'm concerned if that's your life. I don't want you to be deceived if you're still controlled by a selfish spirit, by an uncontrollable temper, by a hidden sin of lust and covetousness, by a critical, slandering, backbiting spirit, my friend. You're not saved. You're lost. You're deceived and still held captive by Satan, the god of this world. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. God's word does not teach any such salvation that lets us go on in sin, nor it teaches just the opposite, that a man who has a good hope through grace has become a new creature in Christ Jesus. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And this has all been worked in his heart by the Holy Spirit in the new birth. He now has power over sin because God breaks its power and its dominion in salvation. Oh, my friend, I pour out my soul to you today to warn you. Don't be deceived. Cry unto God to break your heart. You want a copy of these messages? Decision for Christ, what does it mean? We'd be happy to mail them to you free and postpaid if you will write us. Also ask for the free book that we're offering this month entitled Fair Sunshine. It will stir up your soul. Our mailing address is Word of Truth, 2603 West Wright Street, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. We're happy that you've been with us. Until this time next week, goodbye. And may God bless you.